Hello there, Rebels. Welcome to the Red Squadron broadcast. I'm your host and Red leader, Dominique. I'm a farm girl who has always looked off into the twin sunset, wishing for adventure. Throughout this broadcast, I'll take an in-depth look at everything Star Wars, from the movies to the books to the shows and beyond. This week, we'll once again dive into the deepest, darkest corners of Star Wars to watch the original 1978 Star Wars Holiday Special with a completely unsuspecting guest. During this Christmas season, I found myself inexplicably left with a gaping hole in my life. I felt the need to inflict the horror of the Star Wars Holiday Special on a completely unsuspecting person. The person that was most convenient for me to show this masterpiece to is Red 2, my best friend, Megan. Megan, thanks for being on the broadcast again.
Hi, thank you for having me again.
I've been planning to scar you for life with this little gem right here for a while now, but it's never quite worked out time-wise, but today is the day.
I'm terrified.
So Megan, what do you know about the Star Wars Holiday Special?
It exists.
Good. George Lucas would be happy if every copy was burned. The fan base hasn't let it die. It's infamous. Fans have bootlegged it. It's not available legally anywhere yet, but Disney has recently released merch. So, I am not going to provide you listeners with links to the copy we're watching. You can find them on your own very easily. But please, if you haven't watched the Star Wars Holiday Special and would like to, go watch it before listening to this broadcast, as this episode will contain spoilers. I also encourage you to listen to Red Squadron broadcast number 8, the unforgettable Star Wars Holiday Special, so you can experience the horror my brother and I went through watching this for the first time last year. Our plan for tonight, we're going to go through and stop at breaks to commentate, and I'll provide you with timestamps so you can follow along. Here we go!
Yay!
We have stopped at 11:31. Megan, how do you feel?
What is this?
It's the holiday special.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, first note, we're all incredibly sad that The Incredible Hulk won't be shown tonight.
What?
That was one of the announcements at the very beginning. The Incredible Hulk will not be shown tonight.
Oh, yes, I'm very, very sad about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
The Incredible Hulk totally lives in the Star Wars universe.
I mean, they should. If they had played The Incredible Hulk that night instead of this, the world might be a better place.
Yeah.
Okay, so we immediately go into Chewie and Han are escaping two Star Destroyers. Those Falcon effects, though.
We're not the best.
No, but you maybe might say that they're decent compared to the rest of this.
Oh boy.
So, like, we're immediately invested, right? Chewie and Han have to get home for Life Day.
What is Life, since this is a holiday special, is Life Day their version of Christmas?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
We'll get a minimal amount of background to that.
Okay.
But not much.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense, you know. Apparently Chewie has a son. Didn't know that.
Yes.
Didn't know he had a family. So, I mean, it makes sense he wants to be with his little boy for Christmas, or Life Day, I should say.
I should say, before we go any further, none of this is canon. It all got scrapped, unsurprisingly. So, none of this applies. Alternate universe. Forget about it.
So, okay, so this is the only time I will ever know that Chewie has a son.
I mean, some of the books mention it too, but we're not sure how canon that is.
Okay.
So, when they put up the "a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away," the font they used is Times New Roman. Who approved that?
At least it wasn't Comic Sans.
I think that might have been more fitting.
For how big of a joke this movie is so far?
Yes. So far, she says. So far.
10 minutes in.
So they went through, they introduced all the people we'd be seeing.
I didn't like that.
Did you like R2-D2 as R2-D2?
I did like that, but in the regular Star Wars movies, it just has that beautiful cascading font telling a little bit of the storyline, and it's not Star Wars without that. This was weird. I didn't like it.
So, what's your immediate reaction to Chewbacca's family? Mala, Itchy, and Lumpy.
Interesting. I mean, so far it seemed like a family, you know, grumpy old dude, little kid who doesn't want to do any chores.
I would also like to thank General Motors for sponsoring this disaster. So then we enter Chewbacca's household, and Lumpy is playing with his X-Wing. And I would like to note once again, Wookiee Zoom noises are horrifying. I hate them.
So are their facial expressions.
Yes. I have down further. Lumpy's expressions are nightmare fuel. I don't like them.
No.
And also Itchy is a demon. I don't know any other way to describe him. Mala looks like how I imagine Bigfoot.
I can see that.
So we go in. Love how everybody immediately is just yelling at Lumpy. Sad Lumpy noises. And so Lumpy has to go outside and take out the trash. He looks sadly through the rungs of the railing. And Megan made the connection. When will my life begin? So Lumpy equals Rapunzel confirmed.
Yes.
Why is Itchy so small?
I mean, I don't know.
Like the dad, he's like tiny compared to Mala.
Did he shrink as he gets... I mean, do they shrink when they get older?
I don't know. And how old is Lumpy? Because... Not Lumpy. Itchy. How old is Itchy? Because Chewbacca's like 200-some. So...
But what is the lifespan of them?
Yes. I just want to know how ancient Itchy is. Like, how many hundreds of years has this guy lived? So then Itchy calls Lumpy back in. He's like, yo, watch this. We don't know why Itchy turned this on for Lumpy and like demanded he watch this, but he did. So oh look, a tiny circus. Let the fever dreams begin. About 30 seconds into the fever dream circus, Megan said, what are you making me watch? gymnasts are cool, but what does this have to do with Star Wars? Excellent question. That will never be answered.
Okay. And then my next question is, are they literally little people in this box that have to come out and perform? Or is it because he was pressing buttons and it was making them do different things?
I think it's a game.
Or is it a game? Or is it like a televised thing that you can just watch back and like there's different versions? Like, what is this contraption?
We don't know. Best bet is some kind of game.
Okay. With his evil eyes and big mouth going... laughing. I'm so excited about this.
Wow, look at them doing their circus things. So, are you ready to continue?
We're only 11 minutes in.
Yes.
We still have an hour and 20 minutes.
Yes.
Are there 9 minutes of credits?
Unsure.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
Let's see what happens next.
We have stopped around 1925 because there was an actual break in the content for once. That is a rarity. So anyway, Mala goes on the computer. There's no starships in the area, so sad Wookiee noises. So they couldn't find any starships on the regular computer. So it's time for the secret computer! So we can space FaceTime Luke Skywalker.
Woo!
FaceTime Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
So Luke answers the space time. And immediately it's just all three Wookiees yelling at Luke. Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Itchy's about to murder Lumpy during this scene. I'm actually concerned for this child's life.
It's a very loving, good family.
Yes. So Luke says, "What's up?" And I just think that's funny because it doesn't sound very Star Wars, but I like it.
That also means they're very close to each other to just to say, "Hey, what's up?" You know, they're very casual. I mean, has he been over for dinner before?
So as soon as we saw Mark Hamill grace us with his presence on the screen, Megan, you said, "How much makeup is this man wearing? His eyelashes look very pretty."
They do. They really make the blue in his eyes pop out. His cheeks are also orange.
The orange jumpsuit doesn't help matters.
No, it does not.
Oh, my word. So Luke says, "Come on, Mala. Give me a little smile. Come on." And it's just so uncomfy and I hate it. I don't know if I didn't catch that last time, but oh my word. It
makes me want to smack him.
Yeah, I'm like, Luke.
You cannot go around telling people to smile. No. You don't know what they're going through.
Uncomfy. Also, Chewbacca's family's house is so 70s, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, there was no effort to, like, make it spacey.
Nope.
It's just 70s. So they hang up their space FaceTime with Luke, which is one of the highlights of this film.
No.
No? You didn't enjoy Luke?
It can't be.
Oh.
I don't think he was trying to act very hard.
He did an excellent job compared to some other things in this film.
I'm looking forward to it, if that was a highlight. Him yelling at poor R2-D2 when R2-D2 was just trying to get his attention.
So now, they're hang up the space FaceTime with Luke. And, oop, back to the normal computer they go. Megan, you made the point that it sounds like dial-up.
I'm young enough that I don't really remember dial-up because it was kind of phasing out just as I started getting, you know, accustomed to, you know, knowing what was around me. But I just have faint memories of being at my grandma's house, turning on the computer and the dial-up, you know, that terrible noise. And that brought back memories.
So then we visit a shopkeep. He's helping an Imperial guard. And he wants to sell him a pocket aquarium. Like, with tiny little fish in it.
Yeah.
I want one. But the Imperial guy, one of the most iconic lines in this whole thing, "I hate fish." Like, okay, sir, what did fish ever do to you?
Who knows? Maybe they ate his mother.
Probably. His mother got ran off the cliff by fish. So, the shopkeep and Mala have a space FaceTime, and the shopkeep assures Mala that Chewbacca will be delivered. He uses he thinly veils this fact that Chewbacca is being brought home. He calls him a shaggy carpet, and says that a woman did it by hand. So low. And Megan just goes, wow.
Is that the funniest joke in this movie?
Are there funny jokes in this movie?
Well, we're only 20 minutes in, so.
Megan, you brought up that the shopkeep is giving off some bad guy vibes.
He is. I don't know, the way he was acting with the Imperial Guard, and just, I don't know, kind of his overall vibe. Just, I don't know, something's ticking me off with him. I got an uncomfy feeling about him.
We will keep our eye on the shopkeep.
Yes, we do need to do that.
But that Imperial just stole that groomer. He'll take it. He won't pay for it. He'll just take it.
But it's not a gift either, really, because he's taking it.
Yes.
And the shopkeep didn't care, which was interesting.
I mean, what you gonna do? That's your law enforcement right there.
That is very true.
So then, another highlight, we see Vader enter the scene for literally 30 seconds. I'm not convinced that this isn't just reused footage. And if it's not reused footage, this is where all the budget went.
More than likely, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, we will continue. Mm.
But first Wait. Off, they said they are going to search every home in the galaxy. Did. How do they not know where Chewbacca's family lives? I mean, the place they're living in, very 70s, it's obviously well lived in with all their stuff. So it's not like they're moving all over the place. How have they not found this home?
Maybe they know they're there, but they don't know they're Chewbacca's family. Okay. I don't know.
But he goes there every single, at least every once a year.
True.
Are they that stupid?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
We're just not going to question it.
We're not questioning anything in this movie so far.
This is a 100% serious film.
Yes. It is very, very good acting. Mm-hmm. The costume and the makeup is amazing.
Perfect.
When we see the Star Destroyers, it did not look at all like it was being held up by a string and someone was wiggling their hand to make it move across the paper. I'm pretty sure you could see the strings.
Yeah, usually they do a little better job at hiding that. Maybe Industrial Light and Magic wasn't involved.
Apparently
not. I highly doubt it. This work is too shoddy to be from them.
No, that's just how they fly. They fly by going...
Or as Lumpy would say, that's flying noises from a Wookiee. We are fine.
Yep. I'm very eager to see what comes next in this thrilling movie.
Oh, good. We still have an hour and 37 minutes. Wait, no.
No,
you're not. I can't subtraction.
This is what happens when you watch this movie. You lose the ability to do basic math.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought it was, like, how much we've watched and then how much was left. Rude.
We have an hour.
No!
We have an hour and 20 minutes if there's no credits.
I think there are some credits. I don't remember.
We shall see.
Let's go.
Face!
I hate it. I hate that face. A lot. Makes me uncomfy.
Make sure you pause it at exactly 28 minutes and 59 seconds to be really, really uncomfy.
So first of all, I'd like to go over what your boyfriend said to you when you told him we were watching the holiday special.
Yes. He said, ooh, get ready for lots of Wookiee noises.
Such moving dialogue.
Yes.
Mala and Lumpy were doing dishes. And Lumpy just, like, gives the towel to his mom, leaves.
Yep.
Mala gives him a look like, what the heck, my son handed me this dirty freaking towel for? She's just so disgusted.
He's so ungrateful. He'll eat the food but can't help me clean up.
So Mala turns on this cooking show, and it was actually a really cute moment when she turned it on, and the cooking person goes, hello, and Mala says, back, and I thought that was cute.
Yes.
One good moment.
Yes.
I don't like that woman-man thing on the cooking show.
No.
It's played by a man, so we're calling it a man. They make me highly uncomfortable. Oh, Megan, you brought this up. He's not even stirring anything.
He wasn't! And the spoons and spatulas and whisks were not in the pot. They were halfway out of them, just churning air.
Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir.
I'm always gonna think of that when I cook now.
Yeah, Gabe and I can't stop.
Oh gosh.
It's forever now. It hurts.
Yay.
This cooking show is just so chaotic. And then Mala drinking straight out of the stew pot just captured it perfectly.
Takes talent to do that.
Also, yes, this man has four arms. There's definitely not another person.
No, there's not another person crouched with arms flailing trying to reach the correct positions. Like, Big Cape did such a good job of hiding that you couldn't even notice.
No. Then we have a hard cut to Han and Chewie. Megan commentated on the quality. Wow. This quality. Exact quote.
If all the Star Wars movies had this exact budget and this quality, well, we wouldn't have to worry about the war between which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek.
Oh, no. So I took the liberty to look up the budgets for each of these things.
Okay.
A New Hope, a movie, had an $11 million budget, which is...
a lot.
A lot, but also a little low budget for a movie at that time.
Yeah.
The holiday special, made for TV, had a budget of $1 million.
And they used all of it for the Darth Vader scene.
Yes. They had $1 for the rest of the production.
Yes.
So then, we hard cut from Chewie and Han back to the house. And oh no! Scary alarm on the TV.
Ah!
Planet's locked down. Oh no! Knocking!
Which goes gonna come get ya!
Yes. Goes on for a very long time. In which Megan commentates, that green carpet though.
Oh my gosh.
It's just so bad.
I mean, that was the carpet in my childhood bedroom. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When we first moved into our new house, the green carpet in my bedroom. Yes, because it hadn't been updated since the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
No, terrible.
But luckily there aren't stormtroopers at the door. Yes. It's just the kindly shopkeeper man.
Kindly, uh-huh.
So he gives Lumpy a Christmas present and he says, I love to make a Wookiee happy. Adding to the uncomfy vibes surrounding the shopkeep.
Yes. I just got a bad vibe around him. I don't know.
And then he asks Mala for a kiss. Gross.
Yes, very.
Anyway, so Lumpy goes upstairs with his present, and we are jealous of Lumpy's room.
I would have loved to have that kind of room as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Bunk beds. Cool window view.
That beautiful built-in bookshelf.
Yes. But then, shopkeep goes to give, Itchy a present. Keep in mind, he likes to make a Wookiee happy. And, this present... he's like, I know what you like. And he said, how do I describe this? It's just, wow. And I'm getting very uncomfy vibes from this. Just keep this in mind as we go.
I'm scared to continue, especially right now how it's paused. His facial expression with the eyes hidden underneath it. What is going to happen? I'm scared.
You will be.
You will be. That's not helping. That is not helping at all. But we shall continue and see what happens next.
After this short break, we'll be right back with more holiday special pain. So we've stopped at 3553. We've had an experience. So, we went into Itchy's virtual reality helmet, or whatever. And, you know, there's some nice visuals, some kaleidoscope visuals. And Megan's like, oh, there's nothing too weird about a kaleidoscope.
No, there isn't. You know, some, you know, nice sensory calming thing. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Not 2 seconds later. Wait.
What the heck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Weird people swimming through kaleidoscope world.
Yes, and then a lady appears. Your first instinct to comment was, that hair.
It looks like they took a mop head, dyed it pink, and chopped it at random bits and put it on her head.
Yes. So she starts talking. Megan's commentary, I'm uncomfy! Yes.
What is this movie rated?
I think it's like PG.
I don't want to be a part of this virtual reality experience.
No, I hate it so much. Yeah. We see a little bit of a space adult film. We didn't like it.
Nope.
Uncomfy. Why is this in a children's film? Who thought this was a good idea? Anyway, then, oh, she's singing. 5 minutes later, she's still singing.
About one moment.
Mm-hmm. At least she has a nice voice, Megan says.
Well, I mean, that made it a little more easy to tolerate.
Yes. I wrote down, I'm bored with this song. And then, also, the background is like I'm on drugs.
It's very psychedelic. Yes. Which makes sense. I mean, this was a 70s psychedelic era, was, you know, around that time. So you can really tell that.
Mm-hmm. So the background is like I'm on drugs. Scratch that. The visuals are like I'm on drugs.
Very psychedelic.
I've never done drugs. Don't do drugs. Because if you do drugs, you will see this. And you don't want to see this.
No.
Mm-hmm. But on our screen right now is Princess Leia and C-3PO, so maybe we'll get some good content for a change.
I'm hoping. I mean, with these two, it has to be better than what we just had to sit through.
Okay, what's better? What we just sat through, or Mark Hamill and R2-D2?
I'd rather watch Mark Hamill and R2-D2, because it didn't make me feel like I was on drugs.
Not even his makeup?
He looked pretty.
What a pretty boy.
He was a pretty boy. I'd much rather watch him.
Mm-hmm. We'll take Mark Hamill over.
Then psychedelic, drug, boring music. And R2-D2 is always a hoot, so.
Of course. So hopefully no more space adult films. And hopefully.
Uncomfiness!
Here we go.
Woo!
So we've stopped around 48. We started with Leia and C-3PO. And I highly enjoy Leia. But there was not enough Leia content.
Was that the only time we see her in this movie?
I cannot disclose that.
Oh.
But we had another space time on the secret computer with 3PO and Leia. Mala is very sassy to Leia. Because Leia's like, happy life day. And Mala's like, this is the worst life day of my entire existence. I hate everything. You're rude.
I mean, wouldn't you be miserable if you were missing someone special too?
Yes, but Mala was rude.
Yes, she was.
So they figure out, oh, Han and Chewie still aren't here. And Leia's like, oh, you're with the shopkeep guy who says he's with the Alliance, so...
Yeah, let me just trust someone who says I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I'll just go now. Bye. Happy life day.
Yeah, that's super smart. Oh, yeah, I can totally trust this guy because he says he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So they hang up. And then we go back to the Falcon. Han and Chewie. Why are these Falcon shots so horrible?
I don't know.
They're just trash. Even compared to the rest of this, they're trash.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So we got one legitimately funny line in this whole thing. They tried to make it funny. It was funny. It was delivered by Harrison Ford. I mean, iconic. So they're going to park the Falcon far away from Chewie's house. And Chewie's complaining. And so Han says, so it's a long walk. It's funny.
Walking never killed anybody.
Well... And then, Lumpy hears something at the door. And Megan said, I swear I heard Lumpy say, Daddy's back home!
It sounded like it!
Megan can speak Wookiee, confirmed.
Yes, that is my secret talent.
So they run to the door, and...
They fling the door open so excited to embrace into Chewie's arms!
And it's...
Stormtrooper!
No!
Bum, bum, bum!
So they walk in to the house. And they just kind of look around for a while, not saying anything. They just bust into the house and
start looking
around.
They really don't move anything around either. They just kind of glance over it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we get a close-up of this imperial man in his gray suit. And he just looks absolutely traumatized or something.
Yeah.
What did you say he looked like?
Like, he was either going to throw up or he was holding in gas.
Yeah, this man does not look well.
No.
So they enter, the shopkeep goes and covers up the secret computer, because nobody can find the secret computer. And so the shopkeep eventually gets threatened with a blaster to his head, except the way these stormtroopers hold blasters, I don't think any one of them had ever had gun experience in their lives.
Even if you don't have any gun experience, you would still hold a blaster better than that.
I don't even know. They had their elbows out and they were holding the barrel. It was strange, man. I wouldn't be threatened by them at all.
Nope.
They don't even know where the trigger is.
Nope.
So then one of the Imperial Guards bends down and he's like, "Oh, hey, where's your dad?" to Lumpy. He sounded exactly like that.
Yes.
And Lumpy straight up bites him.
Stranger danger.
Yes. And I'd like to say that in The Last Jedi, Rose bites Hux. So I think that moment where Rose bit him is based off of this moment where Lumpy bit the man.
Yes.
So Lumpy almost got slapped into next week. And I mean, we were concerned Itchy was going to murder him earlier. Now we're concerned that he's going to get murdered by Imperials. This kid is just not having a good day.
No, he is not.
So the shopkeep tries to smooth everything over, and he's like, "Oh, I'll make you some food." This guy literally did not stop talking for 5 minutes. It was just a constant stream like this, and I'm like, "I don't even know what you're saying, sir." But then finally he's like, "Let me make you some food in the kitchen." And Mala's like, "The heck?" And he says, "Mala, you come into the kitchen to help me."
And then he was saying, "Wookiee food's not the best," but he was just asking her if she had food because it was so good. So, who's lying here?
He's trying to, like, be friendly with the Imperials, I think. Yeah. But, oh my word.
He's trying not to get his head blasted off.
Pretty much. And you're starting to like the shopkeep now? He's giving you better vibes?
He's giving me better vibes, yes.
Good.
He's very eccentric.
The delivery of, "Mala, you come into the kitchen to help me."
That completely changed my view on him. I like him now.
It's an iconic line, iconic delivery.
Yes. Yes, I like him now.
Perfect. So, why did the shopkeep decide to show the guard a rock music video? I mean, I get distraction, but
maybe that's all they listen to is rock in this household.
So I couldn't understand a word of that song. I got maybe like Diamonds in the Sky, not like that other song, like Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Not that one. This is
very much a 70s song.
Yes.
You can see the hair, the clothes, more psychedelic lights.
Oh yeah. We appreciate that. But oop, the guard.
They played the entire song.
Yes. It wasn't cut at all. One of my notes, all of these songs are so long. This one was especially long.
Yeah.
And I got so bored. I'm like, please, end it. There was a guitar solo. The guard was sufficiently distracted and enjoyed himself.
Yes.
So, good choice, shopkeep. The shopkeep is also jamming to this, which I appreciate that he's, like, in imminent danger, but he's also just like,
this is my jam.
Good song. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the ending of the song. Like, last note went on.
It was so drawn out.
It had to be at least 30 seconds of just that one note.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
It was way too long.
Yes.
Not good.
No. Can we go back to the bookshelf? When the stormtrooper was examining the bookshelf.
Yes.
It's all open shelving. One block is covered up. And at first he just stared at it like, "Huh, I wonder why this is." And knocked on it. "Huh, it's hollow." hollow. Oh, it opens. Oh, look, there's stuff in here. But it's very obvious that the shelf inside is not as deep as the actual bookshelf. So any logical person would go, what's behind it? Because there's stuff that's deeper behind here. But no, oh, nope, yep, I guess that looks legit. Let's just close her back up. No more examination.
It's fine. Nothing back here.
I mean, you can, because all the other shells are open, you can see it's not as deep.
It's fine. That depth perception is a little off.
A little.
I mean, you can't see a thing in those helmets.
Bookcases are a standard 13 inches deep. And there's no way that little section was more than 4. You have a lot of depth perception problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with a professional cabinet designer, which is why she knows how deep bookshelves are.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, we shall continue.
Yes. See what else can happen in this thrilling adventure of getting Chewie home for life day.
Yeah, we've got less than an hour left.
Yes, we do.
We're getting through it, folks.
Slowly but surely.
Well, Rebels, we gave it a valiant try. We made it about halfway through the holiday special before I had to head home from school for Christmas break. Megan and I do fully plan to continue the holiday special where we left off, so be on the lookout for part 2. Thank you so much, Megan, for sitting through as much of the holiday special as you did. I really appreciate your dedication. Thank you for your service, Red 2. At the end of each broadcast, I like to take a moment to appreciate the music of the Star Wars saga. This broadcast's piece is Joe Blasto from the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special, written by Leland Chi and performed by Omar Miller, Kelly Marie Tran, and Billy D. Williams. I looked everywhere for LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special music last Christmas and couldn't find any, but this year I stumbled upon it. A full version of Joe Blasto in the original Huttese. This song is just delightful. I'm so happy they got the original voices of Lando and Rose to perform it. It has a very karaoke feel to it, and it just makes me happy. Leland Chi says, I did something for this show that just might end up being the personal highlight of my career. I tend to agree with him. Joe Blasto is an instant holiday classic for me. I am 100% going to memorize the Huttese lyrics so I can bust this one out during Christmas parties. That's going to finish up our broadcast this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our special guest this week, Red 2, Megan. I would also love to hear from you, Rebel listener. Do you have any questions, comments, ideas, suggestions? Send me a transmission at redsquadronbroadcast@gmail.com, tweet me at redsquadcast, find me on Instagram at redsquadronbroadcast, or if you go to my Tumblr, Red Squadron Broadcast, it allows anonymous questions that we can answer on the broadcast or write on the blog. You can also leave a voice message on our Anchor page, which is anchor.fm/redsquadron, and you might be on the air. Also, please remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Red Squadron Broadcast. I appreciate each and every one of you rebels. Ignite the spark, light the fire, and may the Force be with you. This is Red Leader Dominique signing off. Godspeed, and happy Life Day, Rebels. Alex, shut up.
What are you talking about? Don't talk about my boyfriend that way.
Okay. Alex, please shut up.
You need a flag this far.
Add flags! Add flags!
You can't tell, you can't insult my boyfriend on a podcast.
Yes, I can.
Perfect. And she don't even know if it was Alex.
Oop. My brain is broken.